going to enter into a relationship, and Christina, if a brother comes and he's saying that, you know what, I want us to date for a year, and then we'll get married for 2 years, and then we'll go our separate ways. you say no. Mika, hey, if Ken came and he said no. Ken came and he said, oh, 6 months and that's it, we'll go out. He said, no, everybody wants something that will last. Amen. So even when it comes to church, God likes something that will last. Amen. Amen. All right. So how can we become permanent members, you know, as a church? You know, as we keep coming, know that, number one, know that you are part of a family. This is a family that I have found myself. God has blessed me to find myself in it. So I know that's what, I'm part of the family. Mikael, you're part of this family. Amen. See yourself as part of this family. You know, when you're part of a family, even if you get upset, right? Even if you get hit, your uncle comes and says something crazy, you don't go changing your last name that, Stephanie, from today, I'm no more Okai. My name is what? Stephanie. What? I can't even say the last name. Robinson. Okay, my name is now Stephanie Robinson. No, 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 no. No. Yo. She can't just go and change her name unless she's married, and of course, you know, with due diligence, you have to change your name. Some people still keep it, but you know, it's good to change too. Then she says that, okay, I'm changing my last name, but she can't just say, I'm not part of the Okine family anymore because my uncle or my dad has upset me. No. So in the same way, in the church, you will get upset, you will get hurt. And offenses, it says that it must come. And offenses will come in the church. It's like when it happens in the church, we get so shocked because it's the least place that we expected it, right? You think that the church is like full of perfect people, nothing wrong, like everything should be perfect, running smoothly. But the church is a place that we can find, like, you know, so much hurts here and stuff like that. But we don't say that, no, because someone stepped on my toes today, I'm no longer coming to this church. No, because it happened somewhere else too. But you have to decide that I'm part of this family. No matter what happens, I'm part of the family. Amen. All right, so even when anything happens, family members belong to each other for a lifetime. So being part of a family is a lifetime commitment. Like my dad is forever my dad. My mother is forever my mother. I can't change that. They birthed me into the world. I cannot change that. So it's a lifetime commitment. So when we are coming to church, we should think about it that it's a lifetime commitment. This is the church that we found ourselves in, and this is where we belong. Amen. All right. All right. So how we can think about permanent members, the second one is that we are part of a building. Amen. Let's read 1 Corinthians 3:9. You're part of a building. Amen. So it says that, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. So he's saying that we are God's what? Building. We are part of God's building. In a building, when you are building something, what do you need? What do we start with a building? Foundation, and then you need some things to hold the building, especially if you are building a 3-story building or pillars. Okay, all right, so we need some pillars in the building to keep it strong, to keep it standing in case of any hurricanes or fire. They put steels and stuff in it, you know, to keep the building standing. So if you think about yourself, you know, as the church member, you think of yourself as a building, that means you're part of the building. Can we just come and say that we are moving this corner of the building to, like, let me say, Crescentville, where we came from. We are moving it from here to here. What do you think will happen? If we move this whole pillar, it will collapse. So you think that, oh, it's just one small part of the building. It won't affect this whole big place or the other side of the building and all. But it's one small place and it can cause the building to collapse. So if you think of yourself, if we think of ourselves that way, that we are part of a building, we are a pillar of the church, then we'll not easily move ourselves. Because you want the building to stand. You have people in the building. You want everyone to be safe. So why would you think about it that, oh, let me move myself small? Doesn't that happen to us sometimes? Oh, let me move myself small. I mean, there are 90 of us. It's just me. If I move myself, nobody will see that. It's just me, one person. You think the devil will bring that to your thought. It's just you, one person. There are 90 people over there. You don't really matter. You don't really have to be part of it for it to work. No. But God says that we are part of his building. So we must decide to put ourselves in there. Amen. So you cannot easily remove a block, you know, from the house of the Lord. So do not think of removing yourself. You are very important in the house of the Lord, especially in this house. You are very important. Amen. If no one has told you, then we are telling you today that you are very important to this house. Amen. All right. Says that, point three says that, think of yourself as part of a garden. What happens in a garden? There are good things, there are plants, there are flowers, amen. There are flowers and stuff, it blooms. Let's open to Isaiah 5 verse 5. Isaiah 5 verse 5. Says that, and now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard, that's my garden. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. Amen. The wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. Amen. So think of yourself as a garden. As a plant that is planted. Like if we plant something, I don't know, some of us did our Greek in school. In Ghana, well, I did our Greek for a little bit. I don't know about here. Do we? No, we don't. What do you say? Science students. They don't do planting and stuff. All right, but in Ghana, we're environmental health science. Okay, yeah, environmental science. You know, everything is really labeled here, you know, so nicely that you not think about it as agric. It's agric, agriculture. All right, so like I studied agriculture in Ghana a little bit, and we learned that you plant a seed, you water it, you let it grow, and then what? It develops roots, and then it grows, and then it comes out with flowers, right? Right, Brother Enoch, am I right? Okay. All right. So what happens if I've planted for, let me say, 6 months, it's blooming, it's working. Then I say, oh, now that I'm moving to somewhere else in the other part of the town, I just want to uproot my plants with me and I want to take it along. What will happen? Mika, what do you think? Do you think the plants will survive? The chances of survival is what? It's zero. I don't know, but some agricultural students can tell us. But the survival rate, but Justin, do you have a survival rates for the plant? 0%. All right. So maybe somebody would say 2%. But that 2%, it's a slim chance of survival because you've taken it from where it's grown its deep roots. And you are taking it to somewhere which is fresh, you know, soil, where you are not sure if it's going to work or not. So it can die. And that's the same thing that happens to us as church members. If we are here today we are in Kodesh Family Church, Abington. Then the next day, we are in Do It For Me, Jesus Church, you know. And then the next time, we find ourselves in Light of the World, you know, church and we are moving around, you know, we don't grow. You think, oh, I want to hear some powerful word. I want to hear, you've heard that there's a pastor here that preaches so wild, who prophesies, so you want to go and see some miracles and stuff. So you'll be thinking that, oh, moving around is good. But moving around doesn't help to grow. Just as the plant, if you move it around, it's not going to likely survive. The same way, if you take some tropical fruits that grow here, strawberries, apples, you can't take it to Ghana and say that you are going to plant it over there and it will survive this humidity and all that. No, there's a reason why it grows on this soil, like it grows on one part of the world, and then you take the same plant to another part of the world and it wouldn't grow. So it's not every church that you grow there. It's not a sure thing that, oh, you grow in every church. There's a church that God has given to you. So you have to believe in your heart that as you are here, God has brought you here, and decide to stay. Decide to be part of it, that I'm a garden and my roots need to grow deeper. Amen. Let's read Job verse 1 to 7. Job verse 1 to 7. Job 1:7, and it says that, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. To and fro. That's what the devil does, right? The devil is just going up and down, moving around, to see who what he would devour, to see who he can just tamper with. So if you are a church member who is just moving to and fro, you are just going here today, you are here small, then another day you are here small, you are there small, you are just moving around. So it's like you are showing signs of the devil. And we are not workers of the enemy, we are not workers of the devil. So we should know that we have to be stabilized. We have to stay at one place. Staying at one place brings growth. Amen. Amen. All right. So this one says that being part of a church, you know, how you can be a permanent church member, that think of yourself as a tree. It's the same as, you know, thinking of yourself as a garden. Think of yourself as part of a tree. Let's read from John 15, verse 5. John 15, verse 5. John, it's in the New Testament. Amen. Amen. Says that, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So God is saying that what? He's the vine, and we are the branches, right? And when you take a branch off from a tree, what does it do? If you take a branch off, like you just take it off, you leave it there for days, what does it do? It dies. And that's the same thing. So we are part of a tree. God says that we should think of ourselves that we are part of a tree, knowing that we are a branch. We are connected to a tree. And coming to church helps us to be connected to God. Amen. So you are part of a tree. If we take ourselves out and feel like, oh, I can do it on my own. I can bear my own flowers. I don't need any roots or anything like that. We are deceiving ourselves. And this year, our theme is what? That we should what? It's our year of good things. But then there's a condition to it. It says, stay connected and prosper. So it's not just saying my year of good things. It's your year of good things if you are staying connected. Amen. Then you will prosper. Amen. So let's stay connected, you know, to the church. Let's stay connected to God so that we will bear fruit. Amen. There's a story here about a pastor turns rasta. Hey, have you heard? A pastor turns rasta. Let me read it quickly. It says, recently I was speaking with a prophet of God. He told me how the Lord has shown him a dream about how a pastor who had been moving from church to church had backslidden and had become Rastafarian. So when you have the braids. It's called Rastafarian. This prophetic dream was predicting that the pastor was going to fall. This was a warning to the unstable pastor. So he was just moving around, you know, moving around saying that he's a pastor, but he was moving around saying that I'm going to be fine. But the next thing you know, now he's smoking. Now you've turned Rastafarian. A pastor turned into Rastafarian. Have you heard some before? It was rather the opposite, where you see a Rastafarian guy turning into Christ and then cutting their hair. So it shouldn't be so. You shouldn't think that cutting yourself or not being part of the tree would help you grow. It says that cutting yourself off and attempting to reattach yourself is risky. You can't just cut yourself. It's like you've cut the branch off. Now you're trying to reattach the branch. Even on a normal tree, you can't do that. It's like I'm going to use a glue to attach myself again. It's not the same as the one that has been there constantly, getting the nutrients from the roots throughout. And then you've gone out, then you're saying that I'm coming to reattach myself again. It's risky. People do go out of the church, they go in the world, and then they come back again. And they get saved again. But it's a risky thing that you are here, and then you are thinking about it that, oh, 2 years from now, I'll just go away. Because after all, I've seen people that go away and then they come back and then like the prodigal son and then they get accepted again. You shouldn't think about it that way. We shouldn't be thinking that, oh, there's always forgiveness. There's always the grace. You can come to the grace, the throne room of God and just say, God, forgive us and we'll come back again. Think of yourself that you are here and that's it. You are not cutting yourself off. Amen. Because it's a risky job. Amen. All right. So I just want to share one more, two more. It says that when you're a permanent member, think of it that a family will celebrate your victories. Amen. You have a family to celebrate your victories. When we are having parties, when we are having graduations, when we are having our weddings, you know, when we're having baby dedication, who do we invite? It's our church members, but it's our family. So if you're part of the church, then you have people to celebrate with you. You know, you have people to rejoice with you. Let's read Romans 12:15. You know, you rejoice with them that rejoice. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Because if you're having a wedding, Mika, as you just had your wedding, beautiful wedding, we're all happy for you. Yeah, we're all happy for you. You know, in the same way, God forbid, if it's a sad thing that's going on, we are all there to support. You know, because you are part of the family. If I'm celebrating a graduation, my father will come, my mother will come, my siblings will come because they are my family. I wouldn't go out and it's something to be joyous about and I'll just go out in the streets and invite random people. No, it's not random people that will come and support me. Even when they come and they mention my name, they don't know who they've called. Now, let's welcome Esther. Then they are like, they are just sitting there because they don't know me. You know, but if they are my family members, like as soon as they mention my name, you will see them hollering, yeah, I see you, then you'll be mentioning your name. Like, you know, they are supporting you, just as the church we do. So think of yourself as people here that will celebrate your victories with you. It says that rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. So you have people to support you, you know, with your victories. All right, amen. We'll stand together and then rejoice with you. Amen. All right. And the last one, which I want us to also focus about, it says that you avoid the deception of short relationships. The deception of short relationships. Amen. Let's read Joshua 9, verse 8. It says that, and they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye? And from whence come ye? Let's go to verse 16. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelt among them. So Joshua made a mistake of forming an alliance with someone he didn't really know. You know, you can't just form an alliance with someone you don't know. Like you're going to sign a deal and you're just signing a deal with someone you know. Normally, you enter into a contract with people that you trust. You know, like marriage, you go in front of God, you say a vow with a person whom you love, whom you trust, you know, because it's a bond. But you can't just say that I'm forming an alliance with you. Joshua made that mistake, you know, that we are making this deal. No. And in short relationships, they are sweet, right? While they last. Short relationships, you don't know about any hurts. Romeo, short relationship, there's no hurts. You don't even get to know the person. But long-lasting relationships, you go through hurts, then you go through forgiveness, you go through re-loving, and you go through staying together. Amen. That's a long relationship. You can't say I've been in a long relationship with someone when the person have never hurt you before. Like, the person have never done something that, it's like you felt the thing, like this thing that you did. It pained me, Mika. It's a reality, but you will still have to love. You still have to love. So that's the blessing of a long relationship versus a short relationship. So when you're part of a church, you don't think of it like, oh, it's a short term. As everything will go well, you know, as the choir sings good, as the pastor preaches so well, as everything is nice and everyone is smiling to me, yeah, I'm part of the church. And then one day you come in, the choir leader is not there, God forbid, or something happens, and then you're like, oh, I'm not part of this church again. No, 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 no. You can't say that. You can't say that. So it's not a short relationship. You know, you are not part of this church as a short relationship. Mika, then we are not signing a contract. So we are signing a contract that we are in a long relationship. We are making a vow to be part of this God's church, you know, permanently. We are part of it permanently. Amen. Long relationship have been often through much testing. There's a lot of testing for long relationship. A lot of testing. Testing of time. You know, sometimes you're like, okay, as time goes on, we'll see. You know, sometimes somebody will come and tell you, oh, you're in love with this person. Let's see. Time develops. Love develops over time. Different circumstances will come to prove whether you are really in love or not, you know. So as members of the church, we should think of ourselves that we are here for the long run. Amen. I could see we are going all out. And we are part of this church. Amen. And we'll see the harvest, we'll see the fruits, we'll see the blessing of being part of a church. There's a difference in those who serve the Lord, and there's a difference in those who do not. You know, definitely a difference. So decide to be part of the church. Decide to be committed. Decide to be faithful. Amen. Amen. All right. Shall we please be on our feet? Let us pray. Let's just be on our feet. Close your eyes. And let's pray. Let's thank the Lord for what we have learned, that we are learning to become permanent members. We are learning to be permanent in His house. We are learning to fellowship with Him in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God. We give you all the glory, give you all the honor, O God. We pray that you would help us, O God, to even love you more, to stay in your house, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Jesus. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, to be committed in your house, O God, to be faithful in your house, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you, O God, to give you all the glory. Help us, O God. Father, temptations will come, O God, hurt and different things will come to move us out, O God. But Father, help us to stay. Pray for yourself. Maybe you have never been offended in the church before. But pray that when it comes, you will not take yourself out because of an offense. Pray for yourself that you will not be offended and leave the church. Pray that you'll be part of God's work. Be part of what is being done in His house. In the name of Jesus, as we serve, He's blessing us. Pray that you be a servant in His house. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace that you have called us, O God, even to do your work. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, bless your name, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. as every eye is closed and every head is bowed, let us close our eyes and every head bow. If you're here today, you just want to rededicate your life to Christ, you want to say that, God, I want to accept you into my life. I want to be committed to you, Lord. If I leave here today and if I should die, I'm not sure if I'm going to heaven or I'm going to hell. If you want to be sure about your salvation, you just want to give your life to Christ. If you are here today, please, with every eye closed and every head bowed, please slip out your right hand. We'll just pray a short prayer together. I will just give you an assurance of your salvation. I see that hand in the name of Jesus. Let us repeat this. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I accept you today, Jesus, as my Lord and my personal Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Satan, I'm no longer your servant. I belong to God. I belong to God. I belong to God. Father, I thank you for saving me. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, even for a life that was given to you, rededicated to you, O God. I pray that you bless him. I pray that you touch him, O God, during his sleep, O God. Do something in him, O God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to him. Help him, Holy Spirit, O God, to even live a life, O God, that is worthy of you. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen.